What's happening on 114th Street brings a new meaning to the term apartment swapping. Some residents of the Randolph houses are getting ready to move right across the street. Dakima Law's mother lives in one of the old apartment buildings. He says she's looking forward to the move.
She seemed more interested in the elevator part than anything.
There aren't elevators in here?
Not on this side. Never been no elevator on these buildings.
But there's more at stake here than elevators. The authority has fallen behind on renovations at many of its buildings. In 2013, residents of another housing project sued the authority, complaining of backlog work orders. At the time, the authority had 300,000 uncompleted orders. That was across the entire city. Residents won the case. Keenan Bigby works as a manager for Trinity Financial. His company started managing the Randolph houses in 2011. Bigby acknowledges there have been some delays with construction at the new buildings. But that's a natural part of the process, he says. Unexpected circumstances come up. In this case, beetles.
During construction, we ran into powder post beetle infection. These beetles have sort of eaten through the wooden joists that hold the buildings up.
But there's another problem. After construction, the housing projects will lose more than 100 apartments. Bigby says this is necessary to bring the renovated apartments up to code. Then, Bigby gives a more discouraging reason why the smaller number of apartments won't matter.
What happens when something like this gets stretched out for as long as it has? Some of those residents that were relocated early on are obviously now well situated in their new accommodations.
In other words, the work has taken so long, many Randolph House residents have given up on living there. They've waited 15 years, according to Councilwoman Inez Dickens' office. Dickens helped get funding for the renovations. She wasn't available for an interview, but her office said phase one of construction wouldn't finish until 2017. Ari Moore is a tenant lawyer in New York City. He's familiar with these kinds of delays. He tells a story about one of his clients.
It was an elderly lady. She was about 80 years old. She had been complaining that her shower was not usable. It was in unsafe condition. The complaints went on for months and months and months.
Then, Moore says, the worst-case scenario happened. The woman slipped in the shower, and she died. Moore places the blame for these delays squarely on the housing authority. He says it just doesn't care.
In my opinion, there is a culture of apathy within these bureaucratic arms of the government.
The city's housing authority declined an interview for this story. In an email, the authority stressed its use the past decade for consultation and engagement. Back at the Randolph houses, construction fence is still standing. A sign on the fence says construction should have finished in October. It's December now. Stephen Paulson, Columbia Radio News.